Menachos chapter 12, Mishnah 2. Aimer, if a person says, Haraya lai b'mechabes, I take upon myself to bring a meal offering, but the meal offering that he takes upon himself to bring is one that's brought in a frying pan. And then, vavir b'mecheshes, he brings the meal offering in a deep frying pan. So you remember the two, the difference between the two. So there were two opinions over there. It was Mishnah 5:8 that we discussed the difference between the two. And there's a dispute. One is that the deep frying pan is bought with a lid on it. It was made with a lid on. And the other one is that it was like soaked in oil. So it came out like a different kind of bread product, like a spongier bread product. Whereas the frying pan came out more like a crispier, you know what I'm saying, kind of product. So he takes upon himself to bring the one, the normal frying pan, and he actually brings the other one. He brings the deep frying pan offering. Or the other way around, he says, I'm going to bring a deep frying pan offering, and what he actually then goes and does is bring a normal frying pan offering. So says the Mishnah, Masha Shehavi Havi, what he's brought is brought. It was a valid offering, but he didn't fulfill his obligation because he said he's going to bring something and he hasn't brought that. And therefore you'll have to go and bring a second offering. The offering he brought wasn't invalid. It was like a good free will offering, you know, mincha offering. But he's got to go and bring what he said he'd bring because he didn't fulfill his vow. His vow goes unfulfilled at the moment. Zula via b'machavas. But if he phrases his vow differently. So in the first case, the vow was phrased, I am going to bring. It was like on himself, right? This, he says, I am going to bring this flower. He's got flour over there, and he says, this flour I'm going to bring b'machavas. I'm going to bring in a frying pan. And then v'avev b'macheshes, he brings it in a deep frying pan. So b'machefesh v'avev b'machavas, or the other way around, harezu psula. So now what he brought is invalid. Because he said, I'm going to bring this flour in a frying pan. Did he bring this flour in a frying pan? No, he brought it in a deep frying pan. And therefore, that is an invalid offering because he hasn't done what he said he would do with it. Different case, but similar kind of concept. If he says, I'm going to bring two isroinim, two measures of flour. We said an isaron was about 2 liters, right? So he's going to bring like 4 liters of flour in total. But two isroinim, la vi bikli echad, and I'm going to bring them as a mincha offering in one vessel. And then, vavi bishnei kalim, he brings it in 2 vessels. That's how he brings it up. Bishnei kalim vavi bikli echad, or the other way around. He says, I'm going to bring 2 isroinim in 2 vessels, and then when he actually comes, he brings it in 1. So says the Mishnah, my shehavi havi, what he brought was a valid offering, but he hasn't fulfilled his obligation. His words have not been fulfilled, his vow, and therefore he has to come again and bring a second offering. But if he says, this flour, I'm going to bring in 1 vessel. And then he brings it in 2 vessels. Or bishnei kalim, where he says, I'm going to bring this flour in 2 vessels, vahevi bikli echad, and then he brings it in 1 vessel, so haray elipsulin, that is invalid because he didn't, you know, that flour wasn't, he didn't offer it up in the way that he vowed to offer it up. Haray la shnei isroinim, lahavi bikli echad, if he says, I'm going to bring up 2 isroinim, so 2 measures, in 1 vessel. Vahavi bishnei kalim. Then he brings it to the temple and he arrives there, right, and he's got it in 2 vessels. And Amri lo, and they say to him, now someone notices that he's about to do the wrong thing. So they say to him, Bikli echad nidata, your vow was to bring it in 1 vessel, so why have you got it in 2 over here, right? You're going wrong. He krivan bikli echad kisharim. So now, if he puts it into 1 vessel and offers it up, it's good. Even though he started off incorrectly, they corrected him and he brought. So in the end, it came right, and that is good. Bishnei kalim psulim. But now, if he offers it up in 2 vessels, in this case over here, different to what we set up above, it's now invalid. And why is it invalid? Because now they told him he's about to do the wrong thing. So now, after the fact, it's not a valid offering anymore. It's a completely invalid offering. And he would have to bring another offering. So he would have had to have brought another offering anyway, but up above, at least that offering would have been valid. Now, that offering's invalid because they warned him before he was about to bring it up. Similar kind of case, Harala Shnei Isroinim Lavi Bishnei Kalim. He says, I'm going to bring 2 measures in 2 vessels. V'havi b'kli echad, and he arrives there with it in one vessel. Amaloi, and they warn him. They say, b'shnei kelim nadarta. You said you were going to bring it in two vessels. You know, so, but it's now in one vessel over here. You've mixed it up into one vessel. It says the Mishnah, krivan b'shnei kelim kesherim. If he brings it up in two vessels, so that would be good. If he listens to them, you know, and heeds their words, that would be good. Nesanan b'kli echad, if you put them in one vessel, kishtei menachos shenis arvu. Also, it's like two meal offerings that become mixed up, right? And remember, we said up above, we said that if you've got, it was Mishnah 3, that if you've got two offerings, meal offerings that have got mixed up, they're only valid if you can take the komets, the handful from this one separately, and the komets from and the handful from that one separately. But if they're so mixed up that you can't do that, then the offering's invalid. You can't fix it up. If the flour's got so mixed up that you can't take the handful separately, then it's lost. There's nothing you can do, you know, with that offering.